Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. Now, you raise a good point. It's like you wonder sometimes, where's the fight with Tony Evers? You know, who's advising this guy? He just doesn't seem to have a lot of fight to him. I don't know if he's still working with Mark Melman out of Yale, who works in a lot of the Democratic campaigns, but if that's who's advising him, he's not doing him any justice. There's so many issues where you would expect the governor to come out with strong opposition to what's going on, but we hear crickets. So I'm really scratching my head wondering, what the hell is he going to run on next time? And why are people going to come out and support him if he doesn't get his act together and start speaking up on some of these issues? So it's just a little concerning, you know.
Yeah, you're making a good point. And here's the deal. This is the sort of the devil's bargain. If the nominee is Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, she is an unmitigated disaster, a lightweight, incapable of being governor. There's no question that people have got to support Tony Evers, but there's a difference between support and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is that little extra rush, that buzz, that gins up a lot more votes instead of people yawning. If Kevin Nicholson is the nominee, that's a disaster in a different way. This is the guy who's bankrolled by Richard Eline out of Illinois, who spent $11 million trying to get him elected to the Senate last time. He says, I'll spend whatever it takes. When your sole donor is a guy like that, Richard Eline would be the governor of Wisconsin. But more to the point, Nicholson, if you look at the kind of stuff he says, he attacks our elections and our democracy. But more importantly, in 2018, when he ran for the Senate, he gave a speech and he said, military veterans who vote Democratic are unpatriotic. Well, I'm a military veteran who's a lifelong Democrat, and most of us are. How about the union halls? They're Democrats by and large, and there are more veterans in union halls than there are in hedge fund conference rooms. So this clown said that. I challenged him to debate. He turned tail and ran and wouldn't debate. If the clown gets in as governor, it's a disaster. So, Robert, if either one of them, the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, or Kevin Nicholson, are the nominees, Evers is the incumbent. He does veto things he's supposed to veto, but governor requires leadership. This is as dangerous a development, this push towards a constitutional convention, as faces our democracy, because it opened up to a band of yahoos and whores and lobbyists to rewrite what Madison and Jefferson and Franklin and Washington and Hamilton and Jay and the others wrote. I'm not kidding. And they say they're only doing it for a balanced budget amendment. But the fact is, a balanced budget amendment, if they really meant it, you have to cut a couple of hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe trillions, out of the budget. That can, unless you get rid of defense and running the government, that is only Social Security and Medicare. And Social Security, right now, people pay into Social Security, and we issue Treasury bills. You can't tamper with Social Security or Medicare. This is a leveraged attempt by legislatures who are gerrymandered and corrupt to do just that. And there will be a lot of people who will say on the First Amendment, we have separation of church and state in this country. We have no established religion in this country. We don't want any extra language in that First Amendment. We have a right against unreasonable searches and seizures. People have to get search warrants. Under the Fourth Amendment, we don't want somebody adding a phrase that says, except the search warrant isn't needed in blah, blah, blah circumstances. Judges decide if it's needed or not. The Fifth Amendment, the right to due process. The right to due process. We have the right to a jury trial, the Seventh Amendment. We don't want people tampering with this, you see. The Sixth Amendment, a right to confrontation. We don't want people putting in affidavits against us at criminal trials where we can't cross-examine them. The 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment extends the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, to the states. Believe it or not, under the Constitution, if it weren't for the 14th Amendment, they are not subject to the Bill of Rights. There were states that said that you had to belong to a certain church, and if you didn't, you had to pay to support it anyway, or you could be fined. Now, you may laugh. Go ahead and laugh. Go ahead and laugh. I'm not laughing. It may not come out that starkly, but I don't want an amendment to the 14th Amendment that says, except that this does not extend the Bill of Rights to the states. Who do you think will be at this convention if Wisconsin gets 7 out of 10 votes for the Republican Party? It'll be people like Walker, Clayfish, Voss, LeMahieu, Kapenga, all of them frightened by Donald Trump. Frightened by Donald Trump. It is essential that the governor get up and say exactly what I'm saying. Say that we're the 16th state that was illegitimate. It was passed by an illegitimate gerrymandered legislature. It is not the will of this state. It was corrupt. We cannot have a bunch of Republican yahoos going to Vegas or Mar-a-Lago and whining and dining with lobbyists and rewriting what Hamilton, Jefferson, Madison, Franklin, Washington, Jay, and others wrote after they'd won a Revolutionary War. We do not want these people. We do not even want them in government. They are bad people. They should not even be permitted to touch the Constitution. And the way they're doing it is wrong. They're using gerrymander to overload their delegates to rewrite the Constitution. This has got to be said that way. They've got to be attacked. You are not going to get Republican votes ever, and you're certainly not going to get it by shutting up. You will get Sherrod Brown in Ohio gets plenty of Republican votes, and he's far to the left of the Democratic Party because he's honest. He gets up and says, this is what I believe. A lot of guys go, I don't agree with him, but he seems like an honest guy. He seems like a leader. We need that in this state. Right now, you can't have muted politeness when you're being slapped around. You can't have muted politeness when you're being slapped around. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the ultimate slapping around. If you let a delegation from Wisconsin with 7 of the 10 votes being Voss, LeMahieu, Kapenga, Walker, Clayfish, I mean, heck, they can put in one of their donors for that matter as a reward. These people do not know history. They do not understand the importance of democracy. Okay, thanks for calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins as always. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, great evening programming, great weekend programming. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. There'll be plenty of history made this afternoon and overnight to talk about it. I'm signing off for today. I knew it was a lie. Do it.